Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday. It's also, you know, April Fool's. We can't enjoy no kind of fucking things like we used to. We're not gonna play no jokes or any bullshit, cause the bullshit, we ain't got time to fucking bullshit. It's the first day of fucking April. It's Friday. It's 2022, and it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it looks like the sun's shining out there. Regular spring day, probably 10 zillion chemtrails. I haven't got to go out and look yet. I've been doing shit all morning. But at any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Russia says it's building a new, quote, democratic world order with China. And, you know, this is kind of not jiving with what's going on in Ukraine. And we're going to figure out why when we get back. We'll be right back. Well, just starting with that.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, Russia says it's building a new, quote, democratic world order with China. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Beijing and Moscow advanced a vision of a new world order Wednesday as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made his first visit to key ally China since his country launched its invasion of Ukraine. Now, this is really kind of fucking confusing for me if they all don't shit through the same hole. If this is not the top 1%, if this is not the national corporate mafia, if this is not the fucking Zion fucking Israelis and the one fucking worlders, wait a minute now. Now, they're going after, they're supposed to be fighting the Ukraine, right? That's what they just said. Russia's assault on its neighbor was unlikely to loom. Launched in its invasion of the Ukraine. Well, here's the minister from the Ukraine speaking.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
New world order democracy. That doesn't sound like there's any divide in them, does it? More like a shuffling for a position in this new world order. And it ain't no, I mean, democracies destroy themselves. It's just another name for fucking communism and fascism blended together. It sure as hell ain't fucking freedom and liberty. But here you have it, people. Foreign Minister Lavrov made his first key ally China since country launched its invasion into the Ukraine. Moscow's top diplomat landed in the eastern city of Hangzhou early Wednesday for a series of meetings about the future of Afghanistan. And what's Afghanistan playing in? Oh, that's right. We left a fucking goddamn a military over there. We left a goddamn armament. I have an article here talking about them coming after the goddamn guns in America. Did somebody do a background check on them fucking Afghans that you left that fucking arsenal with? A huge military arsenal with? These son of a bitches are stepping right out into the goddamn open. Well, they're not stepping out into the open, but they're fucking sure as hell screaming from in their fucking bunkers, having it shouted out by their goddamn lapdogs, the goddamn media, aren't they? Meetings about the future of Afghanistan? What the fuck business is yours? Fucking fuck Afghanistan. They have rare earth minerals. There is no, you know, they talk about the starvation. Oh, we got to give humanitarian aid. Why? They have the rare earth minerals. That's what they were over there taking for 20 fucking years. That's what why there was goddamn families moved over there. That's where the fucking international corporate mafia fucking underlings were fucking making their, well, they're all fucking billionaires. It's where the New World Order was fucking taking the goddamn resources. And I love this, but Russia's bloody assault on its neighbor was likely to loom large over the proceedings. Again, what is the difference between the two? They're both saying a new world order democracy, a new world order democracy. Shouldn't they be arm in arm? Are they not arm in arm? Is this just not the fucking top fucking oligarchs fucking shuffling for fucking more territory? Who's going to fucking have more power in this fucking new world fucking order where they are as a handful at the top and then the rest of us are all fucking one world fucking slaves, what's left of us? The 500 million that they leave alive, if that many, because they are fucking killing us right fucking now and we ain't fighting back. Beijing has refused to condemn the invasion and has provided a level of diplomatic cover for an increasingly isolated Russia. Russia is not fucking isolated. This is fucking horse shit. Fuck you, old propagandists. You will not sell this shit. U.S. officials have accused China of signaling willingness to provide military and economic aid to Russia, while President Joe Biden has compared the invasion of Ukraine to China's crushing of protesters, protests in Tiananmen Square in 1989. God, fucking get real. Would you think we're fucking kindergartners? You're talking to the people in the jungle now. You got every fucking body else, the 12 to 20%. That's all you're fucking getting. You want to send messages in here? All you're doing is pissing us off more. Making us more goddamn determined to destroy your fucking criminal asses. To enforce our fucking absolute ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1789. We are the jurisdictional authority. We are the power in this country and you're about to fucking feel it. Fuck the rest of this goddamn world. And get the rest of this goddamn world the fuck out of my country. And you're going with them, sons of bitches. No, 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 you're not. You're going to the fucking gallows. You will be tried under the law of this country. And you will be found prima facie fucking guilty by your own actions and your own signatures. And you will be fucking executed for treason and sedition at the highest fucking level possible. But on Wednesday, Lavrov painted a picture of a, quote, new world order, saying the world was, quote, living through a very serious stage in the history of international relations. Fuck international relations. We're a sovereign country. Don't you look back and realize that they started these world organizations and now they're claiming they have a fucking world government. They're starting to write fucking policies that are going to trump your goddamn laws. You come near us, you fucking cocksuckers. Every one of you will fucking die. We will fucking fight you. And you, just like the goddamn King of England, he didn't think we're the fucking people. Oh, there was some rabble there. That rabble kicked your fucking ass, and it's fixing to do it again, only on a larger scale. You want to go international with it, motherfucker? We want all our goddamn wealth back. We want the goddamn war criminals, from the Rothschilds down to the fucking local goddamn criminals in our fucking corporate fucking structures that are replace the municipalities. We want every one of them on the fucking gallows. You got it? And who are you that are going to stand in front of them for fucking money and eat fucking lead and die for these motherfuckers right here? You think you're special? You think they're not going to fucking rape your children? You think you see it? They will all have to bring mercenaries from foreign fucking countries in here to fight. And they know it. And they can't do it. So they keep this shit here. They keep hammering this stupid shit that we know is stupid shit. And I mean, I don't want to go back a fucking while. I want to go back about 20 years when we were telling you fucking people about a new world order, what the new world order was, what the new world order intent was, a one world government, a one world fucking bank, and one world fucking slavery with the goddamn oligarchs of the fucking Rothschilds and the fucking Carnegies and the fucking Rockefellers and the fucking 1% on top and the rest of us fucking slaves. We told you. Oh, put on your tin hat. And maybe you better put on your fucking tin hat now, huh? Maybe you better put on a fucking goddamn combat helmet. You let it happen. And you sit there and you went, I don't, because they can't, I vote. It's my right. I got right. See, I got right vote. Yeah, right. You fucking idiots. Look where you and your fucking big fucking brains have taken us. Straight into the depths of hell. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what they call us. Oh, y'all just conspiracy theorists. That's all. That's not true. You're a conspiracy theorist because of the New World Order. Yeah, and now they putting it directly in their face.
Well, yeah, they're sure. I mean, but, hell, but we were talking about it, you and I, standing somewhere. They would call it a conspiracy theory. This is goddamn, this is from CBS fucking news. This is their fucking propaganda channel. But when, I guess when they say it, that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, I mean, the whole idea when they brought that up, that was just, I mean, what a success for the fucking Goebbels motherfuckers. A conspiracy theory. Of course, a conspiracy theory starts out as a theory, and once it's investigated and proved to be truth, what is it? It's a fucking conspiracy. And now this shows it has been a fucking conspiracy all along, just like we fucking told you it was. And we told you how this all turns out. If they were fucking successful with their goddamn takeover of this country and of this fucking world, you become a fucking nothing. You will not be an individual. You will not own anything. You will be a fucking one world fucking slave. You will be a soulless animal, a goyim to the fucking Zionist fucking Jew empire that will rule from the top. So tell me again about, the conspiracy, put your tin hat on. Fuck you. And of course, again, all trenchers fucking are not included in these fucking rants when I'm talking. But see, I know who's listening out there. We have maps that show goddamn every goddamn country on the fucking planet's got a fucking agency listening at least. And then, you know, we had the fucking Richard Dreyfuss fucking little video clip that Charlie sent in. Nobody's teaching the Bill of Rights. See, this is their way of fucking easing into it. We have pushed it so hard, it's coming to where they're going to have to start answering some goddamn questions. So they're going to have to start a fucking propaganda campaign. Will Smith fucking punching Chris Rock or slapping him, if that was his punch, he punches like a fucking girl. But hitting fucking Chris Rock turns into, we don't have anybody teaching the fucking Bill of Rights. Oh, I'm afraid we do. I'm afraid that there are fucking goddamn multitudes who understand quite well what you're fucking doing and understand what their jurisdictional authority is to fucking enforce that goddamn law and put a rope around your treasonous fucking necks, you motherfucker. That includes you, Dreyfuss. You fucking elitist motherfucking Jew. Get the fuck out of my country. Oh, man, where are we? U.S. officials have accused China of signaling willingness to provide military and economic aid. How dare anybody? I mean, they think we're not going to get into two camps, and fucking we're not going to hate the fucking Russians. We're not going to hate no fucking buddy so that you motherfuckers at the top can kick back and watch us kill one another so that you can get us to a point to you can control us. You got it? We're killing you. Every fucking one of you are going to die. We're not falling for it this time. You've fucking played that game one too many fucking times. It is time to straighten this fucking world out, no doubt about it. But it ain't going to be fucking the fucking aristocracy at the top and the fucking peons, pissants, coolies, peasants, nobody's at the bottom. You got it? You fuckers, what you have here through the interbreeding is the elevation of the fucking retards. They are fucking retards, but they're dangerous retards because they have control of all that fucking wealth because they were fucking born into it through the retard fuck your fucking sister fucking shit. They're fucking sick in the head. What about goddamn, God, what the hell was his name? The pedophile shit, Epstein. What about Epstein? Do you notice how that just fucking disappeared, guys? All that list of fucking, you know Bill Clinton was over there. You know goddamn Donald Trump was over there. What? How could it just disappeared? I mean, that's in the past, man. Tear down the statue. What we got to talk about here is some real fucking important shit like fucking Will Smith smacking fucking Chris Rock in the face. That is the fucking number one fucking news story in this goddamn country. That is how retarded it has fucking got. We're fucking sitting in dire fucking straits on the edge of fucking a hot fucking war. And these son of a bitches are talking about some guy hitting another fucking guy. Goofy. That's what my dad would call. He would just fucking be shaking his fucking head. This is fucking goofy. Either get on off your goddamn ass and fight us, you fuckers, or get the fuck out of our world. Because we're not going to be a part of no one world order fucking never. Our Bill of Rights. I'm sorry, but go ahead, brother.
It's insane, Henry.
It is. It is completely insane. But I mean, like I said, we're the last generation to know a semblance of the lie of freedom anyway. I mean, where they actually tried to, they were doing devious things. They stole from us right out the gate and continue to steal to this day. But at least they had people up there with enough sense, if not brains, to not just blatantly do it right in your face. I mean, they would try to hide it a little bit. Now it's just like, well, we've gotten away with it for so long, it's become institutionalized into the system. It's corruption, theft, murder, pedophilia, institutionalized in the United States. Is that the country we live in, people? Is that the country you want to live in? And they are stupid people to think that they're going to fucking pull this off. Goddamn Napoleon thought he was going to rule the fucking world. I mean, Alexander, goddamn, Julius Caesar. I mean, it's been all through history. What gets into a motherfucker's head that they want to rule the whole fucking, they want to rule other people. I don't want to rule my fucking neighbor. I want to be left alone, and I want to live my life like I want to fucking live it, so long as I ain't bothering nobody else's right to do the same. God damn, what an outrageous fucking concept, huh? So now, but here they are, you know, like I said, they come now, they're out there, conspiracy theory. No, this ain't true, people, by the way. This is a conspiracy theory. Fucking Putin's got a fucking tin hat on. Fucking, 2mm Peter's got a goddamn, tinfoil hat on. And, well, fucking Joe Biden, he's just got meat between his ears. There ain't nothing there to fucking cover up with fucking tinfoil to protect. All right, let's go on. Of a new world order saying the world was living through a very serious stage. You ain't shitting it serious, you son of a bitches, because you are about to become extinct from this goddamn earth. You are not going to take all, I mean, you've killed plenty of people. I realize that. And I probably don't know, none of us know the half of it. God damn, I'll tell you what, $7 billion is a big fucking number. And the people have your asses figured out across the world. And we people here in the United States, man, you've got your 12 to 20% that walk around just going, they'll do any goofy thing. You tell them to sit down and shit on the sidewalk, they'll fucking do it. You tell them to eat it, they'll do it. We understand that. We don't care about them. We intend to cull them from our fucking society. And it'd be easy to cull them because every goddamn one of them is guilty of sedition against the fucking supreme law of we the people of December 15, 1791. It will be no fucking problem getting rid of. And the invasion forces you put in here? Ah, man, they'll come a running this way when it's free fucking Walmart. Let's see what they do when it's fucking bullets going the other way. Let's see if they can, I bet they run faster the other way. What do you think? And I, like I said, onward and upward, man. We got a lot to hear here. We together with you and with our sympathizers will move towards a multipolar, just democratic world order. And that's just what this fucking pitching fucking on Ukraine. That's what they're fighting for, ain't it? Aren't they fighting for the same fucking thing? Why is there some animal? Why are we pumping billions of fucking, well, it's to drain the wealth of this country, and it ain't going to nothing but the fucking pockets of the same son of a bitches that filled their pockets with that $3.2 trillion that funky fucking Trump gave them as soon as he got in office. And then he fucking let him bring all the fucking ill-begotten gains from the 8 years before that when Barack Obama helped them fucking move the goddamn industry out of this country over to China and fucking India and fucking South Korea. And then take the fucking profits from our fucking resources, which we paid to fucking ship over. We paid to ship the goddamn factories over there. And then we paid to fucking ship the goddamn raw materials so they could be produced, so these son of a bitches could put the money in offshore accounts. If we had did anything, they'll kill us over a seatbelt. I think we better get fucking mean, don't you? And the people that would kill you over that seatbelt are unlawful too. This way we were never supposed to have any kind of monster goddamn machine over us like this. A ruling class and a ruled class. That is not a goddamn republic with the emphasis on the rights of the individual. Of course it never was because there never was a fucking constitution. The shit you find out 240 years later, huh? But they think because it's 240 years later, well, that's a fait accompli. We got no, you ain't got away with shit, motherfucker. Because that Bill of Rights has no time limits on it. It just has a fucking requirement that we, the fucking people, stand up like we got goddamn backbones and enforce the fucking law that our ancestors put in place to keep us free and at liberty and able to own property and be left the fuck alone by the fucking goddamn piss ants that we were supposed to be hiring to fucking work for us as our fucking servants. For a couple of small little chores. But goddamn, I'll tell you what, you got to stand up and you got to fucking salute the anti-federalists. If they didn't call this right down to the what we're living today, they fucking called it. If you haven't read the anti-federalist papers, you need to. Right then and there, they knew exactly what it was, what that goddamn constitution that never was, that was never fucking ratified by the people or any representative elected by the people. They knew what that son of a bitch was for and how they were going to use it. They knew about the open subject matter in the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. And that, those two fucking clauses have what they have used to come to the point to where they say we fucking rule and we can just make up the fucking, laws dictate as we go along because it ain't fucking law. You're breaking the fucking law. We can break the law at will. We're aristocrats. And see, aristocrats don't fall under the same fucking goddamn restrictions as the peons that we fucking oversee and own. We're not your goddamn property. You're going to find it out the hard way, I reckon. And that's why go ahead, brother.
And that's one of the main reasons they never teach that anti-federalist papers in school. I never heard of anti-federalist papers. No time when I was ever in school, not even in college, high school, not even in high school, I mean, middle school or nothing. I mean, when you go back and you really study the writing of it, I mean, exactly what you said. They really predicted everything what they were going to do to us.
They were buried, dude. Man, I mean, I knew about them when I was way young. And, you know, I looked for them when the computers, this is before computers became, you know, household items. And once they had a computer, it was a household item. I looked for them. You could not fucking find them. You had to go look in the Library of Congress. You could, and it wouldn't give you results back. And then all of a sudden it got out. And everybody that doesn't read that, man, if just read it. They told you exactly what these son of a bitch and goddamn oligarch, these goddamn aristocrats intended to fucking do to you. I mean, I was answering a fucking post on the comment board a while ago. And I was saying, God damn it, people, can you see something simple? Just something simple like, you know, George Washington, the father of our country, he wasn't elected by the people. Who, if he was, who ran against him? Where are the records of a campaign? No. He was appointed by the same son of a bitches that appointed themselves as the government of the United States of these Americas in the middle of a fucking uprising. There was no goddamn vote. There was no acquiescence. You're not ruling with consent. There was no consent. The people would have never consented to another goddamn oligarchy. They were fighting to get rid of the one that was here. They would have never consented to allowing goddamn admiralty courts on our fucking soil. Never. Ever. And that's what the first fucking Congress did with their first fucking act was create the Office of Attorney General and claim jurisdictional authority over all us people that was claiming us to be their goddamn property. They had that right then and there. They were claiming us to be their subjects, which they said would never fucking happen. Oh, you didn't have to worry about that goddamn Constitution, people. Okay, you don't need a Bill of Rights. Read it, and they can't hurt you. And the fucking anti-federalists, they tore that son of a bitch apart and showed you exactly what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And by God, they have done it. And then they went and they created the fucking Bill of Rights to check them at every fucking corner, to checkmate them. But we have to do it. One person can't just do it. We have to do it as a nation of individuals. Every one of us has to fucking exercise our fucking rights, protect our fucking rights, die for our fucking rights if necessary. And when you defend your rights, you're defending mine. When I defend my rights, I'm defending yours. Can't you see that? That's the way it was put. That's how they could never fucking corrupt it. And then they put the 9th and 10th article in place so they can never change it. If it's, we fail for fucking cowardice or stupidity. Because we have all the jurisdictional authority we need to kill every one of these motherfuckers who have declared war on the American people and our fucking law. Our law is rule supreme here, motherfuckers. We're fucking 75 to 80% of the fucking population of this fucking country. And it was ratified, it was law before you ever stuck... God damn them for ever putting it, for allowing them to put it on that goddamn Constitution as a preamble to it. Damn them for that. The Bill of Rights should have stood alone. And then it would have been goddamn plain and clear that you ain't going to do nothing over there. We're in our world here. We're practicing our autonomy. We're prosecuting our fucking lives. We're living our lives, enjoying it. Hey, you're going to steal what from us? You're going to take what? No, you fucking ain't. Because, see, there would have been separation. From the people's power to make sure that they understood that the power was the fucking people's. And whatever they did, they had to have our fucking permission. Not like us having to have their permission. You go down to buy a fucking gun. You fill out this paper for you can get the government's permission and pay me $10. That ain't a right. You do not pay and you do not ask permission to exercise a right. And our goddamn rights are outlined and they are fucking double fucking outlined. And they are ratified fucking absolute law by we the people. We rule us with our consent. And you son of a bitches think you can come in and take that away from us while you're taking our country, while you're taking our wealth, while you're pumping goddamn foreigners in here for us to have to fucking fight? Go for the goddamn head. Don't be stupid, people. God, it's just so fucking frustrating. I mean, 30 fucking years of listening to people, but we don't know, nobody's given an answer, nobody's given a remedy, there's your fucking remedy! By law! Do you got the fucking balls to do it? I think that's been the problem all along, don't you? The remedy has always been there. And the people who fucking feathered this shit along for 30 fucking years while they made fortunes fucking knew it. And they didn't tell you. But we're telling you. Now you fucking know. Now you have no excuse. Go ahead. Sorry.
They know the masses know what the solution is. They've always known. They're just two chicken shit fucking cowards, just like you say. And so they went, oh, we need a solution. We need a solution. 10 years, 20 years. It's you, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, go look in the goddamn mirror. There's your fucking solution. You're going to have to actually do your own. That's the whole thing. I mean, there's government taking care of fucking people. You know, and it wasn't supposed to be that fucking way. I mean, these fucking people couldn't wipe their own ass without somebody telling them to do it. Like I said, they'll go over to another country and charge a machine gun nest because, well, it's my job and they told me to. But you're sitting here looking at your fucking rights being fucking trampled on, violated to the point of high treason by an unlawful fucking corporation formed in violation of that law. And you sit there and you ain't got, do you need somebody to tell you? Or do you need somebody to, like in Stalingrad on Enemy at the Gates, you need somebody standing behind you with a machine gun telling you charge or I'll shoot you in the back? I mean, will you have no fucking choice? Because that's what you're coming down to. When they come to your fucking home, you will submit or you will fight. If you submit, well, fucking, you'll die by a death by a thousand cuts. If you fight, if everybody fights, we kick their fucking ass out of here. And we still got enough people to do it. But I mean, like, you know, I got another article here talking about Biden, you know, the end of Title 40, using Title 42, which is fucking goddamn admiralty, fucking bullshit, fucking statute. We don't need it. What we need is a goddamn, the militia, when they first started coming across the border, the militia should have gathered from across the country, the people with their fucking guns went down there and fucking shot them out of this goddamn country. We guard our borders. We guard our country. That's why they're fucking getting over on us. Because it's just like, you know, people didn't understand, but then finally they were told, a cop has no fucking obligation to protect you whatsoever. They don't work for you. They work for the fucking corporation. They're there to protect the corporation from you, stupid ass. And the same with the goddamn, what they call the border patrol, that you're paying with the sweat of your fucking brow. They're not there to fucking protect your borders. They're there to facilitate the invasion of your fucking country. It's your duty to protect your fucking borders. Always has been, always will be. But the longer you fucking wait, the more of us have got to die to fucking take care of it. And you, sorry son of a bitches. When our people, you always don't forget this. If I ain't here, don't you never forget it. The ones that fucking did not fucking stand up and fucking fight, their ass is out of here. They go, put them on a, march them to the fucking beach, guns, a row of guns all the way down the goddamn beach, and tell them, get fucking swimming. Swim for that admiralty, you motherfuckers. You dirty treasonous scumbag shit-sucking son of a bitches. You fucking goddamn Judeo-Christians. You Zionists. Get swimming, motherfuckers. And if you don't swim, you get shot on the fucking beach. You turn around to come back, you get shot in the fucking water. Your asses are out of here. This is a free fucking country. It's going to be free again. We will have our goddamn law enforced. Okay, because we have to enforce it. You know,
Henry.
Go ahead. Sorry, brother.
Hey, most of them are going to run like Alex Jew Jones over there. You know, he said, yep. If something breaks out here, I'm just going to move. I mean, That treasonous SOB.
I'm sure he has a goddamn hidey hole for himself. But there ain't no way to flee this. This is a goddamn world operation. Anywhere you go in this goddamn world, you're going to find the same thing. And fucking, it's amazing to say that the home of the free and land of the free and the home of the brave is the fucking worst of it. This is the worst fucking place to be on the fucking planet. Or the rest of them, there's some places where they're in dire straits, like up in Canada, like over in goddamn England, like in goddamn Scotland, Ireland, you name it. They're doing the same shit to them, and they've given up their guns. Australia. Look at Australia. Why? We were screaming it at you, Australia. I'll put on your tin hat. You know, our socialist government doesn't want to fucking do this to us. I mean, they ain't going to do nothing to hurt us. They just want us to lock our guns up and give them the fucking key so they can come in and shoot us down and we don't got a way to fucking fight back. And now you're fucking getting the fruits of your goddamn fucking labor, aren't you? You're reaping the fucking whirlwind that you fucking created, aren't you? What are you going to do about it? See, they're all waiting for us, the people. I mean, there's a lot of us. Make no fucking mistake about it. I'm sure we can fill 40 million and another 40 million within 2 weeks if we want it, if we just went forward and did it. And there's a plenty of us. But see, we're supposed to get fucking killed, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 million of us killed. So the rest of these cocksuckers around the world who fucking didn't fire a shot because they didn't have a gun because they gave it up because they were fucking cunts. Well, we're supposed to be the leaders to fucking, we're supposed to go free them too. You better get off your dead fucking asses and get to freeing yourself, son of a bitches. We told you not to give up your guns, dummies. We'll be right back, guys.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, we got fun and games. We
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Friday's song. Welcome to the jungle. I can't wait for you to get here, you motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, you might pick off a few of us, man, but fucking, you'll come 100-1, but pretty soon it's going to be a fucking 100-1 against you. And you're going to be hunted like the fucking dogs you are. The treasonous, criminal, fucking son of a bitches you are. We will have our autonomy. We will have our law. We will have our country. We will rule with our goddamn country. And you will fucking walk up at the gallows. Mm.
Hey, Henry.
Hi, how are you today, Misty?
I'm doing great. And you?
Oh, I'm here.
No, I hear you. Well, that's what I am, too. I don't know. I was just going to ask you if you had a chance or anybody had a chance to look at that video from the Ice Age farmer. Anyway, you know how they ramped up this COVID-19 bullshit lie with the PCR test, and they were, do you know they're using that PCR test to determine if these goddamn chickens and turkeys have the avian flu?
Well, it spread to five more states. Well, of course,
of a test.
Well, it spread to five more states with that test, don't you know?
Yeah.
That fucking, you know, that test will test for any goddamn thing except for what it was meant for.
Ain't that the truth? And like you said, I mean, they found five more. They are using that, and it's really, that video, it's a long video, about, I don't know, 30 minutes, but 25 minutes, but he truly breaks it down very good. But I surely did not know that's how they're doing it. Now, what do they do? What are they doing? Are they shoving a cotton swab up the chicken's
ass? Probably.
I don't know. His ass, his little beak holes.
Well, they found it in tomatoes. They found it, you know, I mean, you have to be a goddamn retard to believe any of this shit. This is a part of the operation for the world famine. Yep. I mean, there's going to be a world famine, there's going to be world war, and there's going to be a world financial collapse. That's what the son of a bitch said. We got $23 trillion. We're going to work today. And that was probably, about 12, 13, 14 years ago. And look at what they've accomplished. And in 30 years, look what we fucking accomplished. Finally, in 10 years, they are, you know, the thing about, you know, them starting to mention the Bill of Rights, is like with Richard Dreyfuss there, the Jew prick. Is that they're going to come out and they're going to say, this is what it really means. This is what it means. No, but anybody that can read, anybody that can understand at a third grade level already fucking knows. And all they're going to be talking to is that 12 to 20% because even they're starting to go, hey, this actually doesn't fucking jive with, you know, happiness. Well, you're offering us this, you're sending money to the God. And what happened to the goddamn Black Lives Matter? They disappeared too, didn't they? All of these things, do you see how they run these operations and then they disappear and then they'll reappear, then they disappear and they reappear? That's how you know you're looking at a production. And if you don't know already, I mean, you'd have to be goddamn born under a rock not to see it at this point in the ballgame, but it's still now, I mean, they've come to the point, they're hurrying it. They're having to hurry it because the people are learning the Bill of Rights that quick. The people are preparing for this fucking fight. They know we're going to fucking fight them. And they know they can't win. If we put our goddamn liberty above our lives, they cannot defeat us. They cannot. It's impossible. But
well, and another thing, all this, all these people, what did they say now? Another million fixing to come in. And then you got brain dead Biden up there saying, yeah, you know, there's going to be food shortage. Well, I mean, it ain't going to be a food shortage for them.
Well,
they're
no.
They're going to be giving them the free fucking Walmart cards like we know they've been doing.
They'll feed them while you're, it's just like Weimar Germany. The German people, you're sitting in the streets, it looked like goddamn Cambodia. Their children's bellies were bloated. Flies buzzing their eyes. You've seen the commercials where they want you to send money, to send food, to send aid. That's how far they took Germany down before Germany, you know, They grabbed onto the first thing they could, and it was Adolf Hitler and socialism. And it was, and you know, national socialism. And they let him become a dictator. And then, I mean, but his grandpa was a Rothschild too. They didn't realize. I mean, you were just rearranging the goddamn playing board. That's all you were doing for the next fucking phase. And they've been doing this shit forever. Read Guy Carr's Pawns in the Game. I'm not going to be a pawn in the fucking game. I'm going to be an out-of-control fucking pawn. It's going to jump here. It's going to jump here. It's going to go jump. It's going to knock fucking kings over. It's going to fucking... We're going to rip your fucking asses apart, you assholes out there. Just get ready for it. You can't get ready for it. That's what you know. That's why you're doing all this fucking bizarre shit here, which isn't so bizarre if you look at it. I mean, you got the Russians invading the Ukraine to institute a fucking world, a new world order, democracy order. Now, democracy has always meant goddamn communism. I mean, we've read the articles on this fucking program. That's when they were having they have a convention every year, the goddamn Communist Party, while our people were in fucking Korea and Vietnam, 80,000 of them dying to stop the spread of international communism. There was a goddamn Communist Party actively working in this goddamn country. Ronnie Reagan, when McCarthy had the hearings on un-American activities, Ronald Reagan was busted as a goddamn communist, and he became goddamn president. It's like Mnuchin. You know, that son of a bitch should have been put up against the wall for what he done to the people in this country. They stole about $28 trillion fucking dollars from us. And not a one of them went to jail. They didn't even get a parking ticket. And the regulators, though, that were supposed to be working for the people, but they were actually corporate fucking agents that were in on the fucking, because the corporation is there for one reason. Corporations are there to make money. They are not there to preserve freedom. They are not, they are there to fucking get rid of everything that isn't making, I mean, you're just you work your whole fucking life and you handing a part of your money over to some son of a bitches you shouldn't have to, that you don't have to, and it's fucking against the law to fucking for them to take it, but they're doing it at gunpoint. You want to work? You will pay us to work. That's what it comes down to. You will pay us to work. And they're spending, they've spent all that money. I mean, the people that bitch about, oh goddamn, that's my tax money going to go for that. No, it ain't. The goddamn tax money taken in this country will not fucking cover the interest on the debt that they have incurred. But goddamn, what we have to realize is the debt is a debt to us. They took the money from us unlawfully through an act of fraud. They have to give it back or we have to take it. One of the two. If we want to live in freedom and liberty and we want to fucking live happily, you want to have any happiness in your goddamn life. I mean, I know that fucking war ain't nothing that nobody wants, but goddamn they make it necessary. Because they'll make it necessary because they don't do the fighting. They will none of these motherfuckers will ever get hurt. It's just like the so-called Civil War. The War of Northern Aggression. In the end of it, okay, so the South lost. But did Jefferson Davis, I mean, they hung him, right? And fucking Robert E. Lee, he got hung too, right? I mean, all the men that he led into their fucking, by the hundreds of thousands into their deaths. And fucking, he got hung too, right? No. No, he didn't. He's just, they're like Bill Clinton. They lived out their lives in fucking luxury because they were a part of it. It was always been a setup, people. And the Anti-Federalists told us about it. Oh, man. Democratic. Go ahead. Sorry.
And just like the Federalists telling us what was happening, these globalists are telling us now, and they're talking. I just watched the talk today about with some woman saying that they will take the U.S. dollar and it will be a central bank digital currency, at which time it's complete and utter control of the population because you're going to have a digital ID in order to access that digital currency.
Saying so, something and doing it are two different things, and you and I both know it. These son of a bitches, they can't put, I mean, their technology that we're all supposed to be so afraid of that we fucking created is so fragile that, I mean, goddamn, a burst from the sun could shut down the whole goddamn planet's technology. Then we would all be right back where we fucking started before technology. They'd have to fucking try to rebuild it after they tried to rebuild electrical grids. They've trying to scare us with everything. Everything's made to scare you. But if you put your liberty above your life, they can't scare you. You're saying, I don't give a fuck what happens. If we have to blow this whole goddamn planet up and nobody lives on it, we're not going to live on it as slaves. Our law is going to be enforced. And the people who have fucking stolen from us, the people who have violated our law to the point of treason and sedition, you're all going to fucking die. And you're giving back the goddamn wealth. Or we'll blow your fucking asses up. That's all there is to it. Once we have control of the fucking goddamn country again, which we were always supposed to have control. Anytime we seen ourselves losing control, we were supposed to go take it back. But the generations before us failed because they gave them a lot of goodies. I mean, but they didn't, the people didn't realize, yeah, I got a house and a car and, you know, I'm doing good. I got a boat and I got a vacation. And they think that, man, they're, you know, the top of the fucking, top of the crop, you know, and, but they weren't. Well, you were just getting better scraps. And I mean fucking deensy, tiny, bitty, itty bitty fucking scraps from your own table. While they were setting up their fucking feasting on what belonged to you. Go ahead.
I was saying, they still, even then in the 50s and the 60s when this was all going on, they still didn't own anything. They still had property taxes and insurance and all that shit. They still didn't own anything.
Nobody's owned anything since 1869. Yeah. Where did they ever get the authority? I mean, they didn't have the authority. We know they didn't. They violated the fucking law of the 9th article and the 10th article of the fucking Supreme Superior, absolute, ratified by the people, fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which declared they could not have any such authority. The 9th article says they can have no authority to deny or disparage any right. Are they denying and disparaging the fuck out of our rights right now? You goddamn right they are. And why are they doing it? Because the enforcement mechanism is us. And we're not enforcing it. The people have gotten soft. The people have lived soft fucking lives. Our ancestors didn't live such soft lives. When they came out of the goddamn mountains like the Green Mountain Boys to fucking start shooting goddamn British officers off their horses at 300 fucking yards... They fucking walked. They walked hundreds of fucking miles. And they did it singing a fucking song. And then they came down and they shot the fuck out of the motherfuckers who thought they were going to make goddamn slaves out of them. And take everything that they'd work for. The whole thing of the scrap deal, you know, they made sure that the bigger scraps went to the dumber people. The people who were more inept. The people who didn't have the intelligence to fucking see what was really going on. And they elevated those people. So it's just like the army now. They're telling you, oh, nobody's left but transvestites and gay people and fucking foreigners. I mean, that they have, and by the way, we might have a world war we have to fight. So they're thinking that fucking, well, that's how they're going to get rid of the goddamn people that would stop them from their fucking goddamn ambitions for this new world fucking order they ain't going to have. You can't have a new world order without a world, you son of a bitches. And if we have to fight to the last man to get to those goddamn buttons, we'll fucking do it. We're fucking American. There are Americans still out there. And we didn't live goddamn lives with silver spoons up our asses. We fucking worked all the fucking way from the time we were children until we were old fucking men. We got Samuel Whittemores out there, people. By the fucking score. And we still got enough to wipe your fucking asses out of this goddamn country. But people, we have to do it. We have to, you got to make a plan and execute it. They have attacked us. They've killed our people. They are telling us to shove our fucking goddamn unalienable rights. That means unremovable. A part of us, natural rights up our ass. Or if you're a Christian, your God-given rights are telling you, tell your God, fuck you. You ain't got no goddamn rights. But you won't move. You won't move because somebody will give you an excuse not to. All your goddamn militias have INC behind their names, making them Tory militias. You just want back the days of Reagan. When you were on top and you were the people that were fucking ruling. You were the ones that removed our common law courts. I hear something squeaking there.
Somebody's fucking around on purpose.
Oh, it's no biggie. I didn't know it was you, brother. I wouldn't have said anything. I know you wouldn't do it. It's just there are those out there that would. Foreign Minister Spokesman Wang Wenbin told reporters earlier that Moscow and Beijing would continue efforts in advancing global multipolarity and the democratization of international relations. See what they want? They don't want no individuals but them. Only they can be individuals and get to live out their own will and get to live the way they want, the way that makes them happy. You're going to live like they fucking tell you to provide them with the fucking wealth and to provide them with the manpower to do their fucking goddamn work. And to fucking serve them, well, maybe just by having babies for them to fucking molest. And when goddamn what happens when they get, if they did get this, people, if they did get this, man, what would be left? I mean, the reason that they're so sick in the fucking head is because they can have any material thing they want. They've stolen that much from us. There is nothing beyond their means. So they're bored with it. So now the thing is to own people or to do, you know, taboo fucking things to little children. Just like I said, what happened to Epstein? What happened to that goddamn bitch? I can't think of her name, but what happened to get, where are the names? Why haven't those people been arrested? Why hasn't Hunter Biden been arrested? Had fucking prostitutes and coke on fucking goddamn, on the fucking screen. A goddamn video of it. How long would you fucking last? No time at all. Well, I'm going to quit talking like that because that ain't the way it is. The way it is, when they come, you better fight. I don't give a fuck what they come for. You better fight. You either fight or fucking submit. Get down on your goddamn knees and fucking tell them that you fucking submit, that you aren't a fucking man. You have no fucking balls. You have no fucking spine. You go ahead and rape my children. Go ahead and rape my fucking dog. And I'll crawl behind you and I'll crawl through dog shit. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Just let me live another day in this misery. What the hell's the matter with you people? Life ain't worth living if you got to live it by somebody else's fucking will. If you got to live it as a fucking serf, as a peasant, as a peon, as a coolie. That's a life of fucking drudgery. When you had it, you have it right in your goddamn hands. Pick up that fucking Bill of Rights. Pick up that fucking gun. Everything contrary to that Bill of Rights, destroy it. Destroy it completely. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday, 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern, for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches. And I'm sure we'll have a bunch more fucking outrage because we didn't get to all the fucking articles here. We got the Department of Justice announces formation of firearms trafficking strike forces to crack down on sources of crimes. And they talk about the crime wave in this country. And when remember about 5 or 6 years ago when they tried to say, well, there's a crime wave in the country. We have to, and they wanted to do this shit. And then people came out and goes, are you crazy? Look at the fucking goddamn statistics in the goddamn, your own goddamn report say that since the weapons ban, the assault weapons ban and the ban on the clips ones went away, crime has actually gone down 15%. And I told you back then, I said it in these fucking words, they will pump fucking criminals from other fucking countries in here until they do have a goddamn crime wave. Now you have a problem, and the solution is to take all the guns. Well, we're going to take your guns. We ain't going to take them from the fucking goddamn criminals that we brought into this country for this fucking purpose, to kill your ass off, just like the fucking British brought the Indians down to fucking burn the frontier when the fucking, when the fucking rebels, I guess we called rebels, but we had already been hijacked, so it really didn't fucking matter because the same fucking people running the colonies were already back in control before the fucking war was even over. God damn it, why didn't you finish it? Why didn't you just kill them first? That's what I ain't getting. At any rate, man, get ready and then get readier. And when you fight like a goddamn savage out of hell. You let them know what a fucking American national is, and that is the word from the trenches.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Have a little weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!